Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight. If you know what you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you can call in. We're live from Orlando, Florida. We're home in my home in Eustis, Florida, with my wife, because she's in the other room. Lynn Goldie there? I guess not.
I'm
she's
here.
In the other room.
Okay,
there's your co-host, Lynn Golder. And our other co-host is in his home in Orlando, Florida. David Hildebrand. David, you there?
It's me over here in beautiful downtown Fern Park. And then we got Chris down in the studio.
Chris Shaw, our producer. He's in the studio. Chris Shaw.
Don't tell anybody. I'm just a figment of the imagination.
Yes. We're live. All of us are live from Orlando, Florida. And listen, folks, if you don't belong to AARP, you should. If you're over 50, it's a place to belong. AARP. Great organization. And let me tell you one thing. I belonged to it for a long time, and they've been very good to me. I'll tell you, if you go anywhere at the restaurant, they give you discounts. If you go to rent cars, they give you discounts. If they had a hotel, they give you discounts. Everywhere you go, you get discounts. It's amazing. AARP, the organization that caters to the senior citizens above the age of 50. If you don't belong, you should. I think we have a call on the line from Orlando, Florida. Kelly James, are you there?
No. I think we took a little bit longer than the wind took it. So she's no longer with us.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. Okay. Now, listen, folks. If you have anybody that you want to talk to, give a prayer today, call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. If you got anything to say, maybe you have an organization that you want to talk about. Maybe you got something nice to say about the show that you would like to say something about Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Why not? Love to hear from you
if you got something to say.
Well, I know earlier in the first hour, Lynn was asking what we did today. And we did our live stream of our church service today from our Instagram page. And I had other members to do theirs from their Facebook page for those that showed up. And, you know, today what I did a little bit different was since we did like a drive-up service. So I told everybody in the car, if you're in the car, just go ahead and blow the horn a couple of times if you're glad it's Easter. And they was just like, beep, 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 beep. But then we had a hunk fest going on all at the same time. So, you know, we just we just did a little bit different, but we had a good time.
And I heard you singing. You were singing.
I know, man. I started singing and started choking at the same time. So I wasn't ready to sing.
Oh, sounds like fun now.
Right. So we had a good time doing what we do and just having fun.
Well, that's good. Got everybody involved.
Right. You know, you just don't come to our service and just sit there. You got to come and work. If I'm working and sweating, you got to work and sweat too. So blow your horn and sweat.
There you go. Do it from a distance.
Right. We were distant. So it worked.
Nothing wrong with that. Makes the crowd even bigger.
Right. It looked like we were full. We had people just pulling up on the yard and pulling up on the line. I got nervous at first because I wouldn't expect it, you know, saints to do stuff like that. I'll say it like that. But when they started rolling up, then I got comfortable.
Nice. That's a great idea.
So we call
Michael.
They're actually drive-through church in Daytona.
Right. So, and that's what we're doing. We call it drive-through service.
No, I was going to say this would be a time to do your trivia if you want to, because we should be having two guests calling in back to back.
Can we have time to do a trivia right now, Chris?
If you want to, yes.
Let's do a trivia right now. We have time. Let's do another trivia right now. Trivia time. Phone number is 407-894. 1680, who's singing the song? Now, this is the original song. So, who's the original? This is supposedly the original group that made it original. 407-894-1680, who's singing the song?
There.
Right, I got the bass line. I sing bass.
Yeah, man, that's what I thought.
Who is singing this song? This is the original song. It was done by a cover. I wonder who's singing this song. 407-894-1670. This is the original. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1670. Okay, that's enough. Okay, folks, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. That's the original. It was done by a great song. It was someone else, another famous group did the cover, but we're not talking about that group. We're talking about this group. Who is the name of this group? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Hey, even if they could come up with either group, I'd be happy.
Well, forget that.
Great other song, group. Though.
Yeah, great song.
Because we're all about giving, you know, here at the Blind and Beyond Show. We want to give prizes away.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we got us a call and calling all the way from JFK Kennedy Airport all the way up in Long Island, New York. He goes by the name of Brad. Brad, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Brad. You're calling from the Kennedy Airport?
No, I'm calling from Long Island, and we're not in.
Oh, you're calling it Long Island, okay?
Nice.
Or as we say, Long Island, you know.
Long Island. That's
the four top.
Yeah, 516 area code, right? 516.
That's right.
That's it. Okay, Brad.
That's the four top singing that song.
Yeah. How's it doing up there? You okay up there?
It's bad. It's not good. It's all around.
Yeah,
it's all around.
That is.
Are you in Queens?
No, out past Queens in Long Island.
Oh, I see. Okay. So who's singing that song, Brad? Who's singing the song?
He said it's the four tops.
No, it wasn't the four tops. I'm sorry, it wasn't the four tops.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brad.
Sorry, Brad.
Keep listening. All right.
Keep on listening, Brad, and happy Easter. Thanks for calling in, Brad. Thank you, but it wasn't the four tops. Sorry.
All right, so let's take this journey. Let's come back out of New York, and let's go all the way down to right at the beginning of Dade County. They call it Aventura, Florida, and talk with our good friend Mike. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I know exactly who that is. It was originally done by the Four Seasons, and then it was done by the Spinners.
This is the original group, but you're right, the Spinners.
Right. Yeah.
You are right, my friend.
Right. Thank you.
All right.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, great.
You'll get that in probably about 2-3 weeks. Subway, $10 gift card.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in and bailing me out.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question about Orlando.
Okay, me too.
Okay, years ago, I used to go to a camp in Sorrento, Florida. And back then, they used to have a lot of what they call gnats that used to roam around and used to bug the heck out of people, like they would touch their face or get on their face and stuff. And I found Orlando to have a lot of gnats in it.
No, not every place. I live right near where you're talking, Sorrento. We don't have gnats. Maybe a couple weeks a year, but that's all. We don't have that much gnats. I know what you're talking about.
Was it Camp Boggy Creek?
What?
Was it Camp Boggy Creek?
No, it was Camp Challenge.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Is that the Easter Seal? Is that the Easter Seal camp?
Yes, it is.
That's why we're at 46.
Yeah, I used to go there years ago.
Really?
Yeah, we live right here. We only live like 5-6 miles from there.
Right. Wow.
Just get rid of Sorrento and we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 8:15, folks.
Well, thanks. Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, hold on one moment, Mike. Don't hang up, all right?
When they open up, you can still take it out of the subway. You can't eat it there, but you can take it out.
All right.
All right, Mike, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to stay right there in the southern hemisphere of the United States of America. And let's go up to our good friends over in the 561 area code, West Palm Beach, and talk with Forrest. Forrest, how you doing?
All right. Did he get it?
Yeah.
Is this Forrest Gump?
No, this is Forrest. Matzo Ball.
Oh, Forrest Matzo Ball. Okay, Forrest Matzo Ball. How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good. You enjoying the Matzo Ball truck?
What are you doing with your truck during this pandemic? Are you still out there?
I'm eating all the food.
Oh, you're eating all the profits.
Right. We can't go nowhere.
Are you allowed to drive the truck around though?
No. Everybody.
Oh,
I
thought maybe you wouldn't be allowed.
We've been doing
that
events.
Is too bad.
All of our events were shut down, so we can't do anything with that right now.
Hopefully it won't be much longer.
Nope, won't be much longer.
We're gonna break. Thanks for calling in, Forrest. Thank you very much. Happy Easter, Forrest. We're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders. Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do,
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And if you don't belong to AARP and you are over 50, all I can say is you should belong. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. And let me tell you something. AARP, I belong that since I'm 50. And I've not been 50 for a long time. And I'll tell you something. That's the first thing I did when I turned 50 is join AARP. That's the place you belong. Yeah, it's a great organization. Great organization. They cover the seniors really great. They're on. And let me tell you something. Nothing wrong with getting all this stuff free when you belong. They're not that expensive. And let me tell you something. They have so many different discounts that you get. You go to any of the restaurants, they get a discount. Outback, Olive Garden, most of the organizations, most of Denny's, most of the big chains get a discount from AARP. Plus hotels, car rentals, many things you get discounts. AARP, that's right. I think we have a call on the line right now. Where are you calling from, listener? The name is Man.
Oh,
Man,
calling.
Where are you calling from? What?
Hi, I'm calling from New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, and I'm an orientation mobility instructor specialist, and one of my students called in, Preston, but I have a number of them listening. I have Stephanie out there and John and Tammy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, and you're calling from Pennsylvania.
Well, thanks for doing that. That is awesome.
Did you say you're calling from Pennsylvania?
She's with Keystone, no?
Oh, with Keystone.
Well, I'm calling from, it's actually, I'm in a little town outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's called New Cumberland. So, But, yeah.
Oh, so it's not from Keystone, Lynn. You're wrong. It's another organization. What's the name again? What's the name of your organization?
I work for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's the Blind and Bureau, the Bureau of Blindness and Visual Services.
Oh, Joe Strecce used to be with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd love to
have
it.
Right.
We'd love to. Call us back some other time off the air.
Why don't we give you our email address?
Write to me, and we'll discuss it. I'd like to have you on the air. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me. We'd like to talk to you off the air. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D. Michael, M-I-T-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I sure will. Thank you, Michael, and thanks for everything. This is a great, great news talk for everybody to just, sign up on and really be involved.
Well,
thank you so much
for listening. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And be well and be safe up in Pennsylvania. Be well and be safe up there in
Pennsylvania. Same to all of you. Same to you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thanks for
Hope you enjoy the show.
It's great.
Hope
Thanks.
You enjoy the show.
Chris?
Yes, ma'am. No, I couldn't patch in. I'm still trying
to... Oh, no. Chris, you said that somebody was calling in about Dr. Rosenfarb. I wanted to give out the phone number.
Okay.
Okay. For those of you who just called Chris and asked about AccuVision in New Jersey and Dr. Andy Rosenfarb, who calls in every month, his telephone number, if you'd like to call and find out about his wonderful treatment for vision rehabilitation. His number is 908-928-0060. And if you'd like to visit his website, it's just AccuVision. Actually, you can go to acupuncturehealth.net.
You know, he specializes in the eyes. You know, he's an acupuncture, but he specializes in eyes. That's 80% of his practice, eyes. And if anything you want to know about Dr. Rosenfarb, it's on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. He's there. Check out the phone number. And if you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and they'll give you a discount.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay?
So,
don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Here's a Here's a place that I would like to travel. I have yet to go to this place. Right here, New Hampshire, the New Hampshire, Connecticut area, and Rhode Island are three places of the East Coast that I have not been to yet. One of these days I'm going to get there. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to talk with our good friend Jody from New Hampshire, who's on the phone line with us. Jody, how you doing?
Hey,
Jody from New Hampshire. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to call and I wanted to congratulate you on becoming great grandparents.
Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
I'll stand up and take a bow.
I also wanted. Nice. It's a scary time to have a new baby, though.
That's correct. Yeah. Oh, yes. Actually, two days ago, coming into this world. Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Scary time. But I also wanted to let you know that I'm a member of AARP.
Well, good for you.
I was just going to ask if you belong to AARP.
She's one of us.
What a bargain.
I mean, for $16 a year, you get so many discounts and benefits, and it's really awesome.
It is.
If you stay at a hotel, someday when this virus is over, you might go stay at a hotel. One shot will pay for a discount at the hotel. Will get a discount and pay for itself. Or if you go out to eat.
And restaurants. And you can also download apps on your phone for all the benefits. And then you can also get the AARP magazine from the Talking Book Library.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that right? Let me ask you a question. Do you have restaurants up in New Hampshire? Do you have restaurants up there? I mean, they're closed right now, but do you have them normally?
Have what?
Restaurants.
Oh yeah. We got lots of restaurants.
Are you sure?
They're all closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all, of course, doing takeout right now, but.
Are all the restaurants give you lobster or they don't give you lobster up there?
Oh, lobster?
From Maine.
You can get Maine lobster up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? How about lobster and peanut butter? Would that be good? Peanut butter and lobster?
No, that wouldn't be very good. No. You know, it's funny,
though.
That sounds
gross.
What? If you want, a lot of the fish that they catch up here is actually cheaper in Florida for some reason.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, like grouper is cheaper down there than it is up here.
So do you know Braille? Do you know Braille, Jody?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
you do know
I do.
Braille.
I took the Hadley course last year, and I am now a Braille reader. I learned it late in life, but rather late than never.
Good for you.
Okay.
That is excellent.
Yeah. I actually took the Hadley course when I was 65. Even though cool. I have been legally blind my entire life, I never learned it as a child, and I learned it as an adult.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and happy Easter, and be well and be safe.
Thank you. Be well and be safe, and take care.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
Jody.
Bye-bye.
That was nice.
Well, what can I say, folks?
Well, who else is on the line, Michael?
Well, I don't know if Michael got anybody else on the line, but I don't.
Oh, so you don't have...
I'm still trying.
Oh, you're trying to
call
him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going straight to voicemail, though.
Oh,
at the
wow.
next break, listen to me. At the next break, I want to talk to you. Next break, I want to talk to you up there.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, that's so nice of you, Mike. I didn't think we would. Oh, man.
It is sweet, isn't it?
Appreciate it, Mike, man. Hey, we can talk like that off the air.
Yeah,
hey,
folks. Hey, folks. If you don't know, we have a webpage for our radio, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation, folks. You can go to the webpage, check us out. If you haven't checked us out, you should check us out. And see our sponsors and advertisers. And then you can see there's more than 200 shows. You might have missed any of those shows. They're all there, over 200 of them. That's right. Go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. You can check out also Dr. Rosenbaum. If you don't know about him, well, he missed a show. He's an acupuncture doctor and specializes in the eyes. He's out of New Jersey. And you might want to check him out. You might want to see what he can do for you.
Hey, you know,
as long as you have some light, he can help you get your eyesight to some degree back. And I've always said to those folks that there's different degrees of blindness. You can be zero, or you can have a lot of sight, but you can't drive.
okay? So there's different degrees of blindness. You could have light. You could have no light. You could have light. You could have shadows. That's me. I have shadows. You have many different degrees of blindness. And then you're visually impaired, legally blind. There's many, many different things. And that's what the show's all about. I started the radio show years ago with the idea to help the visually impaired and the blind community to get to know each one of us. Because I always thought a lot of you don't know other blind people. When I was sighted, I didn't know another blind person. Now, with this radio show, you can hear and talk to different people all over the country. Get to know them. Be part of the show. Be networking. And hear different people about the country. So that's what this show is all about. We try to get you jobs. And that's what this is all about as well. So it's supposed to be a fun show. It's supposed to be informative.
Michael, I think Chris is trying to talk to you.
Get Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm used to Mike. That's why I'm excited that we're going to talk off air. I used to be an acupuncturist back in the day before I was saved, sanctified, and filled. A lot of people didn't like my method and what I was doing as an acupuncturist because, you know, I would let the heat go whenever somebody got mad at me. And I had to learn a whole lot harder when it happened to me. So with that being said, we're going to let our good friend all the way from Winter Park, Florida, give us a talking to about acupuncture. And Gary, let's talk to Gary.
Hey. Fashionable Winter Park. Happy Easter, Gary.
Well, happy Easter. Happy Passover, everybody. And it's been a beautiful day here in Orlando and Winter Park and Fern Park. It's just a beautiful day out. I don't know what's throughout the world, but it's great here today. And I want to say that I am an AARP. I've been with AARP for 19 years now.
I'm surprised they even let you in, though. I'm surprised they let you in, Gary.
I used to drive cars, and I used to get around. You know, I used to do things back in the past. But I've been an AARP, and thinking of cars, I think they also have car insurance too for recipients.
And Gary. Yes. Is it true they let you in, though? I can't believe they let you in.
Oh, yeah. Most clubs let me in.
David, they must let anybody in if they let Gary in. I'm
very important, man.
You're the process.
What? I was surprised. You know, tonight I'm sitting out here in this beautiful, on my patio out by the pool, and I think my peacocks finally went to bed, but they all say goodnight to each other all at one time. I think they all went to sleep. I thought you might have heard of my peacocks.
They make them like it, don't they?
Yeah.
Pardon?
It makes
so, yeah, congratulations on that newborn.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, now we became great grandparents.
Okay.
Don't emphasize the great so much.
They were just
I'll be talking to you all later. So it's a great show tonight, and we'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Stay well. Be well and be safe.
Yep, you too.
Well, we're going to break
your P's and Q's.
We're going to break. Don't go away. And Lynn, one of the dogs, I think, wants to go out. I hear him crying, or her crying.
Oh, is that time of the evening?
We're going remote, you know. We are remote right now.
Well, I've got three of them panting here under my table.
We're going to
break, but we are remote. Those folks who want to know what's going on, we are remote. We are on the radio. So from our home. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
So
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy. Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Yes, we are live. That's right. We're not angels. We're live from Orlando, Florida. We are in our homes, though. Chris Shaw is our producer. He's at the radio station. And David, our co-host, he's at his home in Orlando. Lynn Golder's in her home in Houston, Florida. And I'm, well, what can I tell you? I'm somewhere in this planet.
He's in the doghouse in Houston.
Yes, I'm in the doghouse. Listen, folks, we're going right to trivia time. We are going right to trivia time. Trivia time for those folks that don't know this group. What can I tell you? Shame, shame on this group, because this is a big group. Big group, one of the biggest groups there ever was in music. Here we go. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-416-6808. That's 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I don't know.
Florida. I want to get this song out there. Who's calling in from not from the state of Florida? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? I want the winner not to be from Florida. I want who's singing this song. Not from the state of Florida. Big room, big room. That's enough, Chris. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Not from the state of Florida. I want to take someone not from the state of Florida. If nobody gets it from the state of Florida, outside of the state of Florida, then we take Florida. But I want to get someone first from not in Florida first.
All right. So you ready then?
Yeah.
Because I already got somebody. Somebody called all the way in from your favorite state. They already on the line, and he sound like he know what he's talking about.
What Where? State is he calling from? What state? What state?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Oh, well. Yes, sir.
Are you, now, John, let me ask this. This is a tough question right here, and I know it's really hard on your end. Are you a Steelers fan or an Eagles fan?
Yes, sir. I'm a Philly fan.
What did he say? What did he say?
You a Philly fan?
There you go. He's an Eagles fan. There you go. Go Eagles.
All right. I'm done then. Okay. All right, John. I'm going to let Mike, you and Mike, y'all can have a conversation.
Okay.
So, your first name, what's your first name, young man?
John.
John. And you're calling for what part of the country? What part of the country are you calling from, John?
Gap, Pennsylvania.
Calling all the way in from
New York.
That's
New York?
Mm-hmm. It's between Lancaster and Philadelphia.
Oh, Lancaster, Philadelphia. What town do you say?
Gats.
Gap.
Oh, I don't know that town. I thought I knew all the
You said
towns.
Gats okay. or Gap? G-A-P or G-A-T?
G-A-P.
G-A-P.
No,
okay.
I never heard of Gap. Never heard. Wait a minute. That Gap, that's where the famous electric company is. That's right.
Yes, sir.
No, now I know. Yes.
Okay. Well,
so
John,
who do you think?
Wait, John.
What?
You won last week, right?
Yes, sir.
So you have to wait 30 days before you can win again.
Oh, you have to wait 30 days. I'm sorry, John.
Pay it forward to Gabe.
Oh,
if I could.
You have to wait 30 days. I'm sorry, John. I should announce it. I'm sorry, John.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you, John.
Have to wait 30 days.
Yes, sir.
We have to give other people a shot. Thank you, John, for calling in. Thank you. I'll announce it right now. In order to win, you have to. If you want to win, you have to wait 30 days to win again. That's the. I should have told. I'm sorry, folks. Should announce it again, but I should. I'm sorry. Once you win, you have to wait 30 days to win again. That's the rules of the show. I'm sorry. We should announce it more, Chris.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I wasn't late until I heard the name in the city again, and the city is what caught my attention.
Yeah.
But listen, let's go.
I'm sorry.
Let's go over to I think West Palm Beach. Our good friend.
No, that's in Florida. I want to get someone outside.
Well,
no.
He don't have the answer to the trivia. But I told him to give us a call back later because he had a conversation that he wanted to get with you. Our good friend Nigel. Nigel, how you doing?
Great. I'm sorry. I can wait in the queue if you want for the trivia to be answered from an out of
that's
state.
That's okay, Nigel. I'd like to hear from you, Nigel.
All right.
Hi, Nigel.
Hey, Nigel.
I'm doing great. How are you all doing? Happy Easter to you.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, man.
Just a couple of quick points. The previous trivia, now, my friend Mike Lance probably already covered this. I think he did. But the Four Seasons actually did, that song was originally done by the Four Seasons, and then the Spinners covered it years later.
You're kidding. I thought it was the other way around. Oh, my God, I was wrong.
New.
I thought the Spinners did it first, and the Four Seasons did it after I thought it was covered by the Spinners. So you're saying it the other way around. You're saying the Four Seasons did the song first.
Think about it. The Four Seasons preceded the Spinners by not only years but decades. Well, a decade at least.
But the thing is David preferred that version, so we went with David's choice. That's why we did that.
Sure. I mean, he probably likes it, but I'm just saying in chronological order, you had it backwards. And I thought Mike Glantz had the...
Well, thank you, Nigel. I made a mistake. It's okay.
Yes, okay.
You got it.
The other reason for calling, as we discussed, Mike, last week, I'm requesting prayers for a very dear friend who is dealing with stage 4 colorectal cancer. They're fairly confident that they can successfully treat it, but in the process of treating it, his immune system fell sharply, and as a result, he's dealing with this coronavirus right now. He's in hospital on a ventilator, but I did get some good news from his sister that his reliance on the ventilator has fallen from 60% to 40%. So there has been some marginal improvement. I think he's still in the...
What's his first name? Do we want to give a prayer? What's his first name?
His name is Roger.
Roger. Okay. Yes. We all want to say a prayer for Roger.
And I thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's have a prayer for Roger. May you get well soon.
Thank you for sharing, Nigel.
Thank you. And
Nigel.
Thank you for your time. I'll let you get back
to the
trivia.
Thank you.
That's why we're here.
Happy Easter, Nigel. Happy Easter.
And thank you, folks, very, very much.
Be well and be safe.
You too.
Michael,
just
a heads up. It's 8:48. We have 3 more minutes to this segment before we go to break.
Okay. Anybody out there that want to call in?
David. Let David tell about Friday night while we're waiting.
Oh, okay. You know, that's a good idea.
I think so.
Just for fun, last Friday, I decided to have what they call a Facebook Live living room concert. And it was so much fun, and a lot of people listened. Actually, all of
it was great too. Great, you did a great job. You did a great job, David. I hope you heard the show. It was great.
Well, so did Brenda taking the video.
Brenda did an awesome job, and I really wasn't sure if anyone was going to listen. So I was quite surprised.
Oh, wow.
The huge outpouring of support, but. I wanted to let people know that I'm going to do another one this coming Friday, the 17th. At 7 p.m., and all you have to do is send me a friend request. My name is Dave Hillebrandt, and, of course, you can find the spelling on the Blind and Beyond website, but my last name is HilleBrandt, Dave. And just send me a little Facebook message or a friend request, and then you can watch the Watch the video, probably be up there for maybe 45 minutes. And the good thing is if you're not free to catch it at 7 p.m. this Friday, it'll be up there for a number of days after that for you.
And for those people that never heard you sing, they'll really enjoy the show when you sing.
And it's kind of fun. It's like a little block party. We have people from all over the place leave messages and stuff. Although, a little secret I will tell you, I found out that the voiceover on the iPhone, if you send a message, when you do that, sometimes it locks up the video. So I found some people told me that it's good to maybe wait till after the concert to leave a message, because sometimes you have to go back, leave and go back in again. But anyway, I've had like 700 and some odd views already in just a week's time, so I would have never expected it. And people, friends have even stayed up in France and England and up at midnight and 1 a.m. to listen to it. So it's fun. I mean, we help to definitely tell the people to support their local restaurants, get some food, maybe a glass of wine, and sit back and listen to me play some tunes for you, and you have a front row seat. You know,
we're gonna break. We're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're gonna break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beat baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovation innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BBR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, well, what can I tell you? 407-894-1680. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm all
anybody
ears.
Anybody holding for nope. The trivia?
No, sir.
Well, then I have to tell who sang the song. And it's a shame John was the only one from Pennsylvania who knew it. I mean, he couldn't say it because you have to wait for 30 days. He probably could call in every week and win. But you have to wait 30 days to win again. John, I'm sorry. I have to tell you now who's singing the song. He's good, I'm sure. But here's who's singing the song. It was Shirley and the Shirelles.
The Shirelles.
A lot of hits back in the 50s and 60s. They were all over the charts. Late 50s, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, and 64. They were huge group. Shirley and the Shirelles.
Michael, so it's 8:57. I just want to just tell everybody to... join us. Chris, don't forget my music, okay, before we go off the air?
I got you covered.
My little surprise, okay. So join us next week, everybody, same time, and, well, same place, I guess, in my office. Michael in the living room, and David in his living room, and Chris in the studio. So,
David won't join us next week, unless he calls in. But, David, thank you so much for calling in today and be part of the show. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure. I just might call in next week. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Sheila Young, our co-host, will be calling in from her home next Sunday night. So I wanted to just tell everybody Happy Easter, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Lynn, for being with us. Appreciate
you.
Yes.
God bless everyone.
And Chris Shaw, thank you so much for being part of the show, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. He's got jelly. Here comes my song. Mommy colored eggs
for Sister Sue. And listen,
there's
folks.
An orchid for your mommy. And
we'll talk
an
to you, stay well.
Bonnet too.
God bless you all.
Oh, here
looking
comes
forward
Peter,
to seeing part of you next week.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Happy
in 1 week.
Easter day.
Good night,
David.
Good night all. Love you all. Be well, be safe.